with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Chances of ending the government shutdown quickly are dimming after Democrats have refused to yield in the Senate showdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats keep insisting on things they know cannot be done.
I don't have anything to negotiate. The Leader Thune and I can't take off Republican priorities that we put in the CR and say, hey, is that better? Could you vote for that? Because we didn't put them on there in the first place. Why? Because Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't.
Democrats and Republicans dig in over funding battle. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The federal government shutdown will stretch into next week after the Senate failed again to pass a temporary funding measure to reopen the government. And neither side is showing signs of blinking. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt slammed Democrats, saying this madness must end. At the Capitol, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries complained that President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are deeply unserious about ending the impasse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan blames Democrats for the shutdown, saying they rejected a GOP bill that would have kept funding at current levels.
This is a clean CR. And by the way, it's a bipartisan clean CR, both in the House and both in the Senate. By that, it just continues to fund government at current levels. No side benefits one way or the other.
More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. A Goldman Sachs report says by 2033, 55% of workers will be living paycheck to paycheck, and that number going up to 65% by 2043. Rising costs combined with major life disruptions are hitting younger workers the hardest. Overall, many have stopped their retirement contributions. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the UN the U.S. won't support World Health Organization policies in a UN declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration exceeds the UN's proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues. That's why the U.S. will reject it. This is SRN News. European leaders on Wednesday weighed a new way to provide longer-term financial and military support to Ukraine using hundreds of billions of dollars in frozen Russian assets held in Europe. Here's Europe Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia. And this is why I have proposed reparation loans for Ukraine on the basis of immobilized Russian assets. We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
Students who attend Pentagon-operated schools on or near military bases are also feeling the effects of the shutdown. The Department of Defense education activity has stopped all extracurricular activities. More details at SRNnews.com.